Hey guys, and welcome to Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. We are Beth and Katie, founders of Pre-PA Clinic, and we are so happy you are here. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right place, and we are so excited to help you get accepted to PA school. One myth out there is that you have to be a perfect candidate to get accepted to PA school, and we are here to tell you it is simply not true. We have years of experience working at PA schools, reviewing CASPA applications, deciding who to interview, and deciding who to accept. And guess what? You can absolutely get accepted to PA school without perfect stats. And we are here to show you exactly how to apply to PA school the right way so you can get accepted. You have probably heard about our application to acceptance course, also known as A to A course, and have seen the testimonials from all the applicants that have been accepted because of this course. A to A is invaluable for showing you how to pick the right PA schools that value your strengths and are more willing to overlook weaknesses, creating your strongest application that stands out to programs so that they are really excited to interview you, deep diving into each and every part of your CASPA application to make sure you are highlighting yourself the right way, how to answer interview questions so you crush your interview, and so much more. We literally walk you through creating your strongest, most competitive application. So if you haven't joined A to A yet, definitely get in and let's put together your most outstanding PA school application. We are so excited to see you in the private A to A group and can't wait to hear which PA schools you land interviews at and where you decide to attend. Sign up in the show notes. Now on to today's episode.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. Today, we are talking about what you need to be doing as soon as the new CASPA cycle opens. So, exciting news, the CASPA cycle is about to kick off again. On the date of this podcast episode, it is only 3 days away for the new cycle, the 2024-2025 cycle, and that means it is getting real. It's go time for your PA school dreams. But before you get all into a frenzy about it, let's chat about exactly what you need to do as soon as that CASPA portal opens its doors on April 25th. So first, letters of recommendation. You gotta lock in those letters of recommendation. Here's the deal. You might be on top of your game everywhere else, but you can't control how quickly your letter of recommendation writers write up your letters, right? So they are typically really busy professionals. PAs that you're asking are busy with clinic, they're busy with patients. If it's professors, they may have courses going on and it might be exam time. Whatever the case is, the people that you ask for letters of recommendation are really busy. And so you want to get on top of your letters of recommendation. As soon as CASPA opens up, get your letter of recommendation names and contact info plugged into CASPA. And then give your letter of recommendation writers a heads up, knowing what to expect, right? So they're going to get an email from CASPA that has a link which will allow them to write or upload your letter of recommendation. So just let them know what to expect. Let them know to look for an email from CASPA once you input their information and send it their way, and to double check their spam if they don't see it for any reason. After they have completed your letter of recommendation, also don't forget to send a thank you card to your letter of recommendation writers, right? So they have helped you in your application process to PA school by writing a letter. They have taken time out of their day to help you through this and to provide one of the requirements for your application. So don't forget to send them a thank you card, preferably by snail mail, to let them know that you really appreciate them. The next thing you need to be doing as soon as CASPA opens is inputting all of those nitty-gritty details for all of your experiences, your demographics, all the whole thing, right? So you've got courses, course codes, course titles, grades, supervisors, your contact information, the address you grew up, start dates, end dates, addresses for all of your experiences. All of those details take a long time to enter in, and this can be pretty time consuming. So the sooner you start, the better on this. So don't procrastinate this. You will thank yourself later by doing this tedious work and putting in all of your details when CASPA opens so that you're not delaying your application later because of all these fine details that schools require. The next thing you need to do is to nail down and finalize your list of PA schools that you are going to apply to. Don't forget to be strategic about this. You need to pick schools that you are competitive for, the ones who require where you're strong, and that do not require where you may be more weak. Also, don't forget, as you're narrowing your PA school list down, to pay attention to the schools on your list that require supplemental essays. Some programs don't require supplemental essays, but some programs do, and the programs that do can require anywhere from one short essay, one question that is a 250 character answer, or they could have up to 4 or 5 long essays. And so you don't want these to sneak up on you. You don't want these to hold you back from applying to those schools. So make sure you pay attention to the number of schools that you're applying to that require supplementals and go ahead and get started on those supplemental essays. Don't forget that you do not need to reinvent the wheel. So a lot of supplemental questions are very similar. Many of them ask about your background, how you align with their mission or their values. And if programs have similar mission and values, which many do, you can basically use the same supplemental essay. Just, of course, make sure to change the school name because these are school specific and that would be super embarrassing to get the school name wrong in your supplemental essays. All right, so these are the things that you need to be doing as soon as CASPA opens up this week. And after you have cheers with champagne or kombucha or your cold brew or matcha latte, whatever your jam is, celebrate the CASPA New Year and all the great things that are headed your way. We cannot wait to hear where you start landing interviews. Get these things done as soon as CASPA opens on April 25th. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us on Instagram at PrePA Clinic. Keep up all the amazing work. We know how hard you have worked to get to this point to be able to apply to PA school. We are so proud of you. We cannot wait to call you colleagues, and we cannot wait to hear which schools you get interviews and accepted to. If you are feeling a bit behind the eight ball as far as putting together your application, don't forget to jump over to the episode notes and check out Application to Acceptance course, where we walk you through every step of putting together your strongest, most competitive PA school application. If you already have your application completed and ready to go, don't forget to sign up for CASPA app editing, where we edit your entire CASPA application, including your personal statement, COVID essay, all of your experience paragraphs, to make sure your app is perfect before you press submit. And finally, don't forget, once you press submit, you can't edit a single thing for an entire cycle. So make sure it's perfect, right? This is the end all be all for this cycle when you press submit. So make sure that you tie it up with a bow and that it's perfect. Keep up the amazing work. Again, so proud of you, and we will catch you at the next episode.